a twofer. I got the other twofer on the other side of the exciting commercial messages.
Oh, exciting.
That is neat.
That seems bogus. I had an embarrassing run-in with Jimmy Kimmel last night. And
really? How is that possible?
I didn't recognize him.
What? Mm-hmm. You've been working with him since the 80s off and on.
Yeah.
You guys lived together for several years.
I
used to go out on that party show on a regular basis.
I had a conversation with him.
And you didn't know it was
and
him.
Didn't recognize him.
How high were you? This was yesterday? Oh, this is when you went to that premiere.
Last night. Yeah.
What's the name of the show?
Shining Veil.
And that's going to be on
Starz Sunday night. It's a great show. Nice. Really great show.
Nice. So you went to the premiere of that, and you were really, really wasted.
I wasn't. Friend Jimmy Kimmel wasn't high. And Jimmy Kimmel came up, and we had a full conversation, and I didn't know who it was.
That rules.
So we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Jimmy.
Oh, nice.
And find out
his
side of the story. We are waiting for Jimmy to call. If he can't, I'm going to tell the story anyway.
So, oh, look, here he is.
Hi.
Nope.
Jimmy Kimmel telephoning.
No. I can see you. Put your hand right. I'm right here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're right here in the room with me. Mm-hmm. That's weird. Usually I'm by myself when I do this radio thing.
So if he, you are?
Yeah.
So if he calls, he'll join us.
Well, midstream. Maybe.
So last
maybe
night.
We'll pick it up.
I was at Man's Chinese Theater.
Right.
And it was a premiere of a new TV show called Shining Veil on Starz, which airs this Sunday night.
Yeah, and who all is in that?
It is great. Yeah. Courtney Cox, Greg Kinnear.
Nice.
Mirren Dungey.
Yeah, love her.
A whole bunch of people. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's funny and scary.
Sweet. That's my, like one of my favorite combinations.
Yeah, but most of the time that doesn't work.
No, it's really hard
to pull
that off.
Most of the time, one of them, either the scary part or the funny part, is not.
Yes. You know who does that really well, just to throw it out there super quick, is What We Do in the Shadows. Because it's not necessarily scary, but it's certainly like intense as hell. There's so much bloodshed.
This is scary.
Yeah, nice.
At the same time.
Oh, that's great. That's a great combination.
So we were sitting down, Man's Chinese Theater, and the lights were dimmed.
I think I kind of threw that to you.
The lights were dimmed. They were dimming.
Right. They're dimming.
Because
I think your light is dimming.
That's possible. Because they were ready to start the show.
Right.
And somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, my shoulder is not wood.
It's a sound effect. You're a witch.
And said, hey, how's it going? And I was like, great. How are you? No idea.
that happens to us a lot, doesn't it?
I turned around, and the person was relatively close.
Right.
And he had a mask on.
Yeah. That is confusing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
I was looking for that. So he's got a mask on, and I see the mask, but I don't really focus. And I couldn't tell you the exact words that we used, but we had a 20-second conversation.
Right.
Probably 25 seconds. Hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah, it's good to see you. I'm sitting over here, but you look funny in a suit. Whatever. Whatever he said.
Right.
He said.
And you're like.
And I had no idea who it was.
Right.
And I leaned over and I said, I don't know who that was.
After they left? After
yes.
the person left?
Uh-huh. Because they were moving from our section to another section.
Right.
And my date said, that's Jimmy Kimmel. And I said, what?
You worked with Jimmy Kimmel in the 1980s. You've known that.
And all through the 90s.
Yes.
Yes.
Forever and ever and ever.
Yeah. But
wow.
Did I mention the lights were dim?
And a mask.
The lights were dim.
Yes.
And he was wearing a mask.
And you were super wasted.
I was not wasted.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't had one drink.
What?
I was not high.
Who are you?
I know. I know this is foreign to you.
Yeah.
I mean, some of us can get through life without being high.
But do you go to premieres and stay sober? That seems weird.
I was so far.
By the way,
at this point, I was so
freaky
far.
To see you all dressed up and not wearing shorts.
Yeah, all right. Listen, that's not the point. So the point is, I had a conversation with Jimmy Kimmel, and I didn't know who he was.
Well,
so
he's refusing to call.
So I jumped up.
He's so mad.
And I ran over to the aisle, and I ran up the, whatever, 8 or 10 flights of stairs. Eight or ten stairs.
Right.
And I said, Jimmy. And he turned around, and he was like,
we
hey.
We just spoke.
Yeah. And I said, I didn't recognize you.
He couldn't have been that surprised, really.
I mean,
Jimmy knows you. We all know you.
Unfortunately, he wasn't. That
surprise.
Although he did say, yeah, I thought you were kind of cold to me.
Oh my God,
I was trying to be nice to someone that I didn't know who it was.
Right.
But apparently I didn't accomplish that. So I had a conversation with Jimmy Kimmel.
You can't be super warm when you don't know who they are, really.
Right. Like,
this guy might be a total dick and I don't remember.
Yeah. Right. Except for it was someone
Jimmy Kimmel. We love.
Pretty well. So so I need to be looked at.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. Is he there? He's calling now, actually. Hello?
Hey, now.
Hey, we just turned off the Smashing Pumpkins for you because you... How are you, sir?
Good. Wow, I'm really flattered that you guys turned off the Smashing Pumpkins.
We never played it before. Billy's really mad.
So, Jimmy, I just told the story of not recognizing you. And from my point of view, it was... And then I want to hear your point of view.
Yes, please.
It was dark. The lights had dimmed.
I gave him that excuse. I'm like, oh, it's probably dark in the theater, right?
And you were wearing a mask.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
And you leaned in sort of close so that it was sort of like I was looking only at the mask. Okay, that's my story. Now go.
Two of those things were true.
Yes.
It was well before the movie started. Mm-hmm. So it was not particularly dark.
It was dimming, though. They had started dimming.
I think his vision's going.
They had not started dimming. It was a full 20 minutes before anything happened.
Yeah. House lights were full on.
It was, yes.
Okay. And yes, though, you are right. I did. I was sneaking up on you because I wanted to pretend that I was with the theater and I asked to see your tickets.
Jimmy, Jimmy, yeah. I swear to God, I don't even remember what you said to me.
I said,
"Can I see your ticket?
Can I see your tickets, please?" And you started to get them
because I didn't know who it was.
So you did intend to actually throw him off. That was actually your intention, a little.
And then you seemed to then know that it was me, and I started talking about how surprised I was to see you in long pants, which,
right?
I mean, even at your wedding, you were wearing shorts.
Listen, shut up. That's not the point.
And it was very disorienting to see something other than your knees.
They're sexy knees, aren't they?
I'm looking at them right now. They're good.
Oh, the best knees in the business. And then I talked to you guys for a minute, and we talked about your pants.
Yeah.
And then I walked away, and my wife said hello to you, and then we walked off.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 minutes later, you came back up and were like, "Oh my God, I didn't know that was you." And I thought you seemed a little cold.
Duck, what do you mean cold? Like I was talking to a stranger cold?
Yeah, you were talking to a stranger cold because you thought you were talking to a stranger cold.
Yeah.
I would have expected a little more friendliness from you.
Did you say anything that would have identified you?
Like, no, hi, I'm Jimmy Kimmel.
Right, something like that.
No, because you know what I do? It's a weird thing, Kevin.
What?
When I work with someone every day for 5 years in a row.
Right. Right.
I just expect they might recognize me and my voice. When they've had headphones on and been listening to my voice forever.
I got to be honest. That was more troubling than your face because you were wearing a mask. But not recognizing your voice for the whole conversation.
I have a policy. Anyone who's seen me naked more than 3 times...
Yes.
Should maybe recognize me.
Well, maybe you should have shown him something else when you walked up.
Yes, you should have dropped your pants. I would have gone, oh, yeah.
Next time you're going to feel something flop on your shoulder.
Please don't. I promise this was a one-time thing.
Liar! Don't do that, dude. There's no way. It'll happen again.
Listen, he threw me off because he asked for my ticket.
Sure.
So why would I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, you know? And the lights were dim.
What was the first thing you thought when you realized he truly didn't know who you were a moment ago?
I thought, oh, yeah, that's Kevin. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it won't be long. Probably by the end of the decade, I'll have to give you my resume.
Our
relationship and how far back it goes.
And how many times I've seen you naked?
It's funny, too, because I actually remember all 3 times you saw me naked. Once...
We don't need to recount.
No, I think we do.
Once we were before the boxing match with Michael the Maintenance Man, you guys took me to the doctor for a physical, and you didn't know it. But when you pulled the curtain aside, I was standing there stark naked.
This is Jimmy's idea of a joke, is to...
Another time, we were playing poker at Adam Carolla's house, and I came through the window naked. That's how I entered the room.
Usually you leave those poker matches naked, not come into them naked.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. But what I did is I took my clothes off outside the house and then entered through the window.
That's hilarious.
And the other time, we played in a celebrity baseball game, and we showered together.
Ooh.
I mean, that was really not a joke. That was more of an erotic thing.
Do you remember how I pitched in that game?
Oh, boy. You know what, Kevin? I found a video of that. Did I send that to you?
You did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You did.
We need to post that.
I was the catcher, and you were the pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Have we changed subjects here?
We did.
This is not the shower story.
We did. I'm happy to change the subject away from I didn't recognize it. Yeah. Yes.
But we were playing in, like, San Bernardino or something in some, like, celebrity baseball game, and Kevin was a pitcher, and Kevin threw the ball over my head, like, 11 times in a row. And finally, and each time I had to chase it, and, you know, runners
because there were runners advancing and scoring.
Sure. Yeah. Runners scoring, just a merry-go-round of runners.
In the first inning.
Kevin, first inning. And by the way, we practiced for quite a while.
And
Kevin,
I was good when I practiced.
You were good. And when it came time to really take the mound in front of a crowd, that's when. What's the opposite of shine?
I believe choke.
Yeah, that Choking. Was Kevin's time to choke. And then Kevin kept throwing the ball over my head and over my head and over my head. And then, I was trying to calm him down. I walked out to the mound, and he just handed me the ball and walked right to the dugout.
And I did the right thing.
He gave himself the hook.
I pulled myself. I did the right thing. Well, Jimmy, I'm sorry that I didn't recognize you last night.
It's all right.
And I probably will next time.
No. It was going to be dark. It was like 20 minutes from it being dark.
They were dimming the lights.
That's it, yeah.
You know, people aren't wearing masks much nowadays. It was probably
disorienting. All right, there are a lot of
You've hardly worked together since the 80s. You hardly see people
listen,
ever. It's understandable.
Listen, it happens to all of us, right, Jimmy?
Yes, it does. Okay, yes. You have your life alert bracelet on?
I do. Thank you for checking. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Wait, I hear you had a bunch of M&M's in your very, very fancy suit that you wore to the
maybe
red carpet the other day.
Maybe
were you
that happened.
Throwing them at like celebrities you didn't care for?
No, I like M&M's.
Oh, you ate them. You actually ate them. Yes. Oh, that's a weird concept.
Of course.
Good for you. But they didn't go through the big machine? The neat colors for everybody they would have given.
Got caught before it went through the machine.
I love that you're wearing a super nice suit, but still have M&M's in it. That rules. That's right. Good.
Okay,
I'm
good.
On board.
Sheriff's deputies in Louisiana shared a video of a moment a deputy was pounced on by a squirrel during a traffic stop.
Ooh.
This is hilarious.
That's weird.
And I'm going to post the video on at Kevin and Sluggo. It's the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post they were conducting a traffic stop involving an arrest when things got squirrely. A squirrel literally flew out and landed on the officer's shoulders. And then, like, ran to the left, and he started hitting himself, and it ran to the right, and he started hitting himself, and it was going up into his hair.
Wow.
And it was Three Stooges beauty.
Like Keystone Cops. You know, you described the squirrel flying at him. I suddenly thought Game of Thrones and What's-Her-Face.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's
sort
the first
of like
thing.
That.
Maybe the squirrel had just seen that and was, like, inspired.
It was a feral squirrel.
Right.
that just jumped on him and just started attacking.
I'll kill you! I'm here to kill you! You see the nuts I have in my mouth?
And
you can't have them.
You know how when there's a tiny little bug that's bugging you and nobody else can see it, but you look like a fool?
Yes.
That's this guy. But you can see.
You got to see that rabid squirrel tail.
Very funny. The squirrel just full on attacking, like it was trained by the people in the car.
Now, let me ask you something. If that's going on and it's the officer who is about to give you a ticket or even an arrest for that matter, isn't that when you stomp on the gas and take off?
I mean,
not that I encourage.
No, of course not.
No,
I would think not because they have radios.
Right, but he'd be like, "I'm being attacked by a squirrel, and jackass just flew off."
I need backup for a squirrel.
I need backup. Send me backup.
I don't think that's ideal to run from cops, but
right.
It certainly would be tempting.
I mean, you know,
because his attention was 100% away from them. He must have just looked out the window and gone, "This is the greatest traffic stop ever. I'll take a ticket for this. It's
absolutely
worth it. I'll pay a ticket to get to see this."
So did he finally get rid of the squirrel?
It doesn't show it.
Oh, yeah.
I assume he did.
Yeah.
But the video is quite short, and it shows the squirrel attacking him, and then it goes into slow motion, which is how it should happen.
Oh, nice. So suddenly Boris Badenoff.
So you can watch the squirrel attack him in slow motion.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. I will post that at Kevin and Sluggo.
So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
It's a radio. It's a radio station.
And the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far.
I haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first time caller, first time listener?
No, they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean,
excellent.
The first week I was on the air at K-Rock, oh. I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
We didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there. Right. I showed up for work, and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, look at the time.
Time?
Almost time.
For People Are Dumb.
They're about.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
This is the story of the coolest thief in Egypt. He's not incredibly smart, but he is cool.
Okay.
Mohamed Ragbah is a reporter for a news site that was live streaming a report on social media on Facebook.
Okay.
There was an earthquake, a 6.2 earthquake, and the guy was standing on a bridge broadcasting to 20,000 people.
Right.
When a guy on a motorcycle flew by and just stole his phone out of his hand. Literally stole the phone out of his hand. But it was broadcasting to 20,000 people.
Sure.
So
wow.
He looks like over his shoulder a couple times. Play the audio. This is the reporter.
Okay.
And then you'll hear his phone go dead for 1 second. And then you hear the guy speeding off. Now he's got it. And he's looking over his shoulder, but he also looks down at the phone.
So he's looking at 20,000 people.
He's broadcasting himself.
Did he have any idea he was doing
that? No idea.
He was just stealing someone's phone.
He was just sucking on a cig, just hanging out, sucking on a cigarette, hanging out of his mouth while he rode his motorcycle.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And everybody was like, he's so cool, he's not even worried.
He doesn't care.
How can he still be smoking a cigarette while he's stealing some guy's phone? And, of course, they were able to identify him very quickly and arrest him because he was broadcasting his theft to 20,000 people.
I'm not sure that People Are Dumb fits this one. I think people are cool on this one.
Well,
some people are cool.
He did look pretty cool with the cig. I got to be honest.
Some people are cool when they steal phones.
Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I worked for a long time with Miss Allie McKay.
Yay, Allie McKay.
And so we had, you know, a lot of chances to mock each other over different things.
Why would you do that sort of thing at a radio station? That's weird.
I mean, I didn't. Mostly she did.
Oh, please.
Hi, Allie.
I was always
Hi,
nice.
Sluggo. And hello, King of Mock. Now King of Rock, Kevin Ryder.
All right, listen.
Yes.
Allie had a bottle which she would bring. It was like a trash can full of water. It was like a 50-gallon barrel
drum
of water.
Wow.
That she would bring to work every day.
And how often did you have to pee, Allie?
Every break, pretty much. Yeah, but it was, to be fair, it was a 1 gallon. I like to call it a jug. A 1 gallon jug of water.
Mm-hmm. But what did I make fun of?
You made fun of the size of it. You made fun of the fact that maybe it had motivational sayings on it.
That's it, yes.
What?
It has motivational sayings on it.
See,
I have it here.
Well, no!
I'll read them to you.
No!
So as you drink water...
Allie!
At the top...
Come on!
At the top...
what are you thinking?
There's a sun, and it says 7 a.m., rise and shine.
no.
But for me, yeah. I just changed it. I had to do math in my head. I'm like, okay, well, mine is going to be 4 a.m.
Yeah, right.
Well, and that threw everything off.
You must miss that.
So then it says 9 a.m. Let's get started.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Rah, rah.
We're getting into it, guys.
Then it says 11 a.m. Hydrate yourself.
Did you do that at 11 a.m.? Did you obey your own water bottle?
Well, yeah, because if I didn't, I wouldn't get to noon. And noon was what, Kevin?
Noon is... Oh, there's no noon. Mine has 1 p.m. Keep it up. So I have 11 a.m. hydrate yourself and 1 p.m. keep it up.
I'm sorry. Did you just say mine has?
Yes, I got one.
I'm looking at it literally right now. It's in the studio and I might have to leave.
Oh,
so when I walked in with it, Sligo said, is that vodka?
I thought it was vodka. I'm like, yeah, now we're going to have a show.
3 p.m., halfway there.
Yeah, you are.
How does this motivate you?
5 p.m., you can do this.
Yeah, you can, Kevin.
You know, if a water bottle tells you that, you can believe it.
Right?
I mean, think about you're right at the point where you're like, I can't go on.
That's at 9 a.m.
water. But then bottle's like, no, you do. I'm here for you.
And then you go, wow, my bottle believes in me.
It's better than Richard Simmons.
Then 7 p.m., don't quit now. I would just like to say that although I own one now.
Yeah, why?
Because I'm not drinking enough water.
But you'd have to get that.
A friend sent it to me. 9 p.m., all in a day's work.
There you go. There you go. May I recommend, just as kind of a pro, you got to drink it all way before 9 p.m. or you're going to be peeing.
Yeah, right.
You got to finish by, like, I'd say 4 or 5.
And you got to put vodka in it.
Then you can put vodka in it.
Also, she's talking about a gallon container.
No, that's huge.
Yeah. Yours is a half gallon, correct?
I don't know.
It's massive.
It is huge.
It's very large.
It's way more water than I normally drink.
Dude, you realize I have Sharpies. This thing is going to get way marked up. Allie, graffiti-ized yours?
No, I took it with me.
She was very protective.
I didn't allow Kevin to look at my computer. I'm smart.
Well, yeah, that you can't do.
But
I would
mock her endlessly. I go, what does your bottle say?
What's your bottle telling you?
Kevin,
keep it up.
Yes. The fact that you are starting with the smaller one is smart. I mean, it's like butt stuff. You don't go right for, you know, the big one, right?
Sure, you have to ease into that.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to ease into it, and I'm so proud of you.
Because you think I'm going to graduate from this size to go bigger?
I think I might throw up, you guys.
No, we're talking about water now, not butt stuff.
Oh, right.
We're back to water.
I was in for a minute, but
nope,
now.
Sorry. We moved right back to water and we didn't give you a heads up. So I'm saying that although I wasn't drinking enough water, I do not need the writing on the side of the bottle.
I will not be
inspired by words on a bottle. You can do this.
Drop dead.
What if it was just the times? Would that help you out any?
No, or I can see a bottle. I can look at a bottle and say, I need to drink that today.
Okay, and you can probably look at a clock, too. Okay, correct.
No. Got it. Yeah. Well, not both. Let's not get crazy.
Right?
So, yes, I mocked you endlessly for your bottle with...
you should have!
Sayings on
it. You used to be on the right... No offense, Allie, of course.
No,
you should have on the right page, but now what are you thinking?
No, you're right, Sligo. Allie, ask me what I did with the full first bottle.
Well, first of all, these are now, like, my Crocs. This is what
it is. Yes, agreed.
This is amazing.
After I made fun of you for years for having this,
you guys are slowly morphing into each other. Hey, I don't mind that, Allie. You want to come down and hang out with me every day? That sounds kind of nice, actually. Yeah.
Lose my key card. Show up late.
How dare you?
Tell Bean to, you know, go away. And...
I was like 20 seconds early today.
That's a filthy lie. You're 6 minutes late.
I was
sitting here playing Nintendo. Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was
on time.
You
remember that already.
All right.
Unbelievable.
All right. So I was wrong and you were right. And
yay.
I'm going to drink the water.
Oh,
but.
Yeah.
Stuff.
But? Yeah. Stuff.
Yep.
Don't quit now and you can do this. I don't need.
I'm going to start.
So Sluggo's going to write all over it and I don't care.
It's going to be graffiti-ized.
So I'm sorry I made fun of you and you did the right thing and I was wrong and you were right.
No, you weren't.
Kevin.
Yes.
It's a big move today. And in a month, when Sluggo gets one, I would be thrilled.
We will call you back.
I'll throw myself from a bridge.
Thank you, Allie.
95.5
KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. First, I try to find a positive story about Ukraine every day.
And well done, you. I love some of these stories you got.
It's very much easier than you would think.
Yeah, that's amazing.
This is a Russian journalist, Dmitry Muratov, who is the editor-in-chief of, I believe it's a magazine, Novaya Gazeta. This person, along with another person, won the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize, and they're Russians.
Total slackers, then. Oh, they're Russians.
They're Russians that won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Okay, nice. Okay.
And it's for their efforts to safeguard freedom of expression, which is a precondition for democracy and lasting peace.
Fact.
Alongside a Filipino journalist, Maria Ressa. So they founded this after the fall of the Soviet Union. The publication is known for its independent reporting, criticizing the Russian government for corruption, election fraud, human rights violations. Six journalists at this magazine have been murdered since 2000. So they are already.
Yeah. Can you imagine how pissed off Putin is? And I mean, let's really look and talk about, you want to talk about election fraud. Clearly that dude has not won the last.
Oh, he's won 100%. I don't know if you know that.
God, what a dick.
He's won 100%.
Remember when he was crying when he won last time? That was made me want to vomit.
I know, I agree.
That guy is such a, who can't see through that?
But these Nobel Peace Prize winners are auctioning off their prize.
Wow.
They're auctioning it off. They're saying, you know what? We got a Nobel Peace Prize for, and we're Russians, and we disagree with this so strongly.
Nice.
That we are going to auction off our Nobel Peace Prize.
And what are they going to do with the proceeds?
They are going to give the proceeds to, here's what they say. They have demanded that Russia stop shooting, exchange prisoners, alongside committing to donating his prize to help the growing number of Ukrainian refugees.
Nice. Man, that is amazing. That isn't is very that something? Cool. That is the right thing to do with that particular prize.
Who expects to win a Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, I've first won a few, but yeah. I didn't expect it, though. I was very honored.
I'm sure you were. But then to turn around and auction it off to help refugees, those are the right people to win that.
That's the scum and what is the other thing that Putin called them? The gnats. Gnats.
Oh, is that what he called them?
Yeah. Anybody that's
scum and gnats?
Yeah, doesn't believe his way of what he's doing.
Well, they don't believe enough that they're selling off their 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. That's pretty cool.
That is super cool.
I don't know how much it's going to go for.
I hope a lot.
I'd like to buy it.
Yeah, someone
I'd like to have a Nobel Peace Prize.
You can have one of mine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Can dogs understand humans?
Sure.
What are your thoughts? Yes.
Hi, absolutely. Yeah.
Words?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a lot of times I think they respond to the emotion of your voice. Sometimes if you make
absolutely.
It. When you're talking about their something exciting, your foe, you're ready to eat.
Yeah, like, I
tone goes up.
Totally agree. Plus, probably your body motion and stuff. I think maybe if you were recorded, if it's just your voice, they may not do the same tricks and stuff that they would.
Well, there's been a study by a psychiatrist and a psychologist, both. They work together. Humans are unique in their ability to develop sophisticated language abilities.
Right.
Language allows us to communicate with each other, and it's key to our advanced cognitive abilities and technical prowess.
I think there are a few other beasts out there, probably underwater ones, it seems, that have a fairly large
that's
vocabulary
possible.
Too, but whatever. Yeah,
dogs, birds, and one other are roughly the same as young children.
Yes, and pigs.
You know, 1 and 2 year old. Yes,
pigs. Yeah.
So, do dogs have executive function? Is the question.
What is executive function?
It means
is that the F2 key.
It means can you determine that something would be wrong and change your behavior because of it?
Oh,
so
wow!
You can
a moral compass,
to, sort of.
Yeah,
or
I don't
you
know
can
about that.
Figure out a problem
That you're doing it wrong, and this will work if you do it this way.
Yeah, okay. So basically, all that's what it is.
Yeah,
they have rudimentary executive functions similar to young children,
right?
But they did a study, and then we'd like to hear from you. The words that your dogs understand.
Oh, yeah.
We know you talk to your dogs, let's be honest.
Of course you talk to
your
dogs.
Everyone does.
You talk to your cats, you talk to your hamster, you talk to your horse.
But do dogs understand words?
Yeah.
Just words is a fascinating thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe, and I would like to hear what words, people say that our animals definitely respond to. But do an experiment. Start not doing your hand motions, your inflection, like you said, with your animal, and see if they still do
and
the
just
same.
Just say the word?
Yeah. Because that would really kind of underscore whether or not, you know, they're actually understanding the words themselves.
Not only do we expose dogs regularly to human language, but research also indicates dogs can perceive different words and learn to respond in specific ways.
Right.
For example, they tested three dogs. One of them responded to 1,000 words.
Wow. Einstein of dogs.
Another 200 and another 100.
Damn, dude. Damn dog.
So they did this big story where they reported that their dogs responded to an average. This is people now. your dog responds to an average of 29 words.
Hmm. All right. Yeah, that seems about fair. Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
I've had dogs that I trained like crazy. I used to really get my dogs to do stuff. Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
Like that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
What was his name?
Caesar.
Caesar Milan?
Yeah, man, whatever. Somebody said, anybody that does that at you, of course you're going to stop what you're doing because it's really annoying.
So for this study, they developed a list of 172 words and organized dogs and sent it out and had people try and do stuff. But I want to hear words that you are positive your dogs understand, and they change their behavior because of that word.
Right. Yes.
818-955-KLOS. You talk to your dogs. You tell them what to do.
They do it.
They do it because they understand the words you're saying.
Yeah.
How do your dogs talk to you?
Yeah.
And what do they understand? 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about your dog understands words. How many words?
He understands carrot and beer.
He understands carrot.
And beer.
And beer. Does he go get a beer for you when you say beer?
No, he wants to drink my beer.
Really?
So you get your dog drunk and then he eats a carrot.
What? He accidentally knocks our beer over on purpose so he can drink it.
Oh.
Your dog is a genius.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
He might be an alcoholic.
Did you intentionally teach him that or did it sort of happen over time?
It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Why carrots?
Because he loves them.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So he gets a carrot if he knocks your beer over and has a drink.
Oh, no, he doesn't get a carrot because he knocked her beer over.
Somehow.
Right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
I have three dogs. Whenever I say, who did that, they all get guilty looks and scatter.
So even if there hasn't been anything done, you just say that and watch them run?
That's pretty great.
That is good. Who did that?
Do you use a cross voice?
No.
Your tone? No.
They know that there's something wrong.
That's hilarious.
One of us did something, and hell, I didn't know about it. We better get out of here.
All of them think, oh, it was one of the other dogs. That's fantastic.
Yeah. That's great, dude. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Your dog understands words?
Yes.
All right. Which ones?
Before I dive into the rabbit hole here, there's one on Instagram. I think it's called Bella Speaks or something. And she pushes buttons to communicate with her owner.
I've seen that.
Oh, really?
And it's fascinating.
Oh, that's cool. How many words are there about?
I'd say over 100. Man.
It's a giant rug on the floor with a bunch of different words, and it'll walk to the correct words in order.
I mean, I think that humans are so precious. We think we're so smart, but animals, man, they're pretty damn smart.
Listen, I don't think I'm smarter than dogs.
What about you? What your dog? What do they understand?
There's a couple big hitters. The ones are who is here or who is that? They'll run right to the door and look to see if someone's coming.
Oh,
all right.
And then while we're eating dinner, if I say mooch, like they're mooching, they'll leave the table and go lay down somewhere else.
Is that right?
And then the interesting one is people. If I tell them, like, grandpa, like my dad, or if I say mom, like their mom,
right.
They know instantly who's coming. Uh-oh. And they get different levels of excitement.
No kidding. Wow.
That's very cool.
That they can tell the difference is really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, thank you for calling. I got to teach my dog Mooch. Get away. 818-955-KLOS. You talk to your dog. What do they understand?
We're talking about dogs and how well they communicate. And how many words does your dog understand? Some of them up to 1,000.
Unbelievable.
Some of them 100, some of them 50.
My dog, maybe three.
Three words? You have your dog understands how many?
Dude, I got a Rottie that understands all kinds of words.
How many?
I'd say probably about 50
wow,
words.
Okay. All right.
So you tell him to get in, he goes to his crate because he's out of control.
Okay.
That's partying, man. Fine, I'll go lay down. Whatever.
All right. Exactly. You ask him where mama is, he runs and finds her.
No kidding. Wow.
That's cool.
What's the strangest word?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even a word. It's a look. If you give him a look and say, do you wanna, that usually means it's almost dinner time. Loses his mind.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. What words do your dogs understand?
Basically, all the normal commands like sit, but I also taught him a few stuff. I noticed he learned German and Mexican, and I never even taught him that.
And by Mexican, you mean Spanish?
I mean Spanish, yeah.
So what words does he know in Mexican?
Pretty much GFFA, which is sit.
I got you. So, no,
how did that happen?
So it's basically the normal commands that are said in other languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The word one was German. One of my German friends came down and he started talking to my dog, like giving him commands, and he was actually doing them. That's the weird one.
Wow. Like, that's bizarre.
What?
So tell him, go to your post and go to the front yard, sit right next to his tree.
Wait,
is
hold
he a
on.
German Shepherd?
Shut up.
Nope.
So he spent no time with your dog, but the dog understood what commands he was giving.
Exactly.
So wow. He must have had, like, as a puppy or something. Something, maybe.
He's smarter than you because you called him Mexican.
Your dog is invited to the party, but... Dude, thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What commands, what words do your dogs understand?
We're talking about what words your dogs understand.
Want to go in the house?
Oh, you're talking to a dog right now.
No, actually, my nephew.
Nice.
Oh, good nephew. Who's a good nephew?
Right? My dog is extremely intelligent, and there's just too many to even say, but the one that she doesn't like is medicine. She has chronic ear problems, and we're to the point where we can't even say that word anymore. She watches us go in the bathroom. If we open up the medicine counter, she hightails it out the back door.
Pew! I mean, that's pretty smart.
Yeah. Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It is weird how they just start picking up on cues. You just start to do something, and they know. They're like, all right.
They watch very closely.
Yes, they do. Well, because there's nothing going on.
Yeah, true.
They don't even have Roku or anything, you know? Dog-ku.
If you even go to put your shoes on, she knows you're leaving.
Right.
She knows absolutely everything that's going on.
Oh.
And
they know what's happening with suitcases, right?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So do my cats. They know we're leaving.
Yeah, but we're talking about real pets.
No, cats. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Standard poodles. They're 5 years old. They're one of the top three smartest breed dogs.
Take it easy.
They understand all kinds of different commands, but their one favorite treat is called a bully stick. Are you familiar?
Those are those really rough, like rawhide kind of things, right? They're really tight.
It's like rawhide, yes. And all my wife has to do is look at them, tell them to sit in the living room, and then she says, bully. And they both run into the kitchen, sit, and look up on the fridge where the bully sticks are kept.
I love that. I love that.
Interesting.
I don't so much, because then they come back in the living room and chew on them. And a bully stick is what's called a dried bull penis.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
It's a lovely image while you're trying to sit there with grandma.
That is what you want in your living room.
This used to be attached to... Well, never mind.
Yes. We won't go there.
Thanks for calling, man.
Sizzle.
That's
sizzle.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hello. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
We are good. Thank you. We're talking about the words that your dog understands.
Yeah, my dog, I'm not sure what they do understand and what they don't understand. I know that we have to pay attention to our conversation, though. Trying to make a dinner date to arrange to meet some friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to go, so I'm like, oh, come on, man. It'd be my treat, bro.
Oh, don't say treat.
My wife is looking at me in horror, like, what did you say? I'm like, give her this look, like, what? And then that's when I hear them coming.
Because you said treat. Where's the treat? I'll take a treat, yes.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, you're going to go to the store. No, I'm just going to walk. Then all the,
hey, we're going for a walk. That's great. I heard walk. Let's go.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
They also do like the German, though. It's kind of funny. They get all silly.
Really? What's up with the Germans and dogs?
I don't know.
That's odd.
Honestly,
yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. Du ist ein meine großen Teufelhunde. Du ist ein meine großen Teufelhunde, ja. You know, you're my great devil dog. I mean...
That is making me start a little crazy, though.
Yeah,
so maybe, maybe they're receiving German transmissions. Maybe Germany is trying to take over the world's dogs, and they're... I guess I'm reaching.
I feel like I should chew on a bull penis. What words do your dogs understand? 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about words that your dog understands.
My dog understands bang, and she'll die.
Oh, nice.
The sign of a gun.
Yeah.
And she'll die.
I love when they do that. Bang!
Hello, KLOS.
I had a Shar-Pei for about 7 years. Smartest dog I ever had. She knew all the regular commands: sit, stay, lay down, pause, shut the hell up. But if she would put something in her mouth that she wasn't supposed to eat, I'd just say, let it go, and she'd drop it.
No kidding. Wow.
Wow, that's good.
I would get, like, they get these pepperoni sticks. They're like Slim Jims for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I would break it up into little pieces and throw it in different directions of my house, and she wouldn't eat it until I went to tell her to go get it. And she would eat it in the order of which I threw it.
Wow. Damn.
Wow, that's impressive.
Wow.
I forgot to tell her to eat it one day, and I went into the room, was watching the game, and it was like 30 minutes later, she's just foaming at the mouth.
Oh,
wait for me to tell her to eat it.
A good dog.
No, that's very, kidding.
You know,
wow.
The trick where they like put like a treat, and I had a friend who did this, on their snout, on their nose,
yep.
And they don't
and
let
them wait.
Yeah,
yep.
And I mean, that dog would sit there and wait forever and be like starting to salivate.
That
and,
is impressive.
Yeah.
If I tried that, I'd lose a finger.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Well, I got one for you that's a little different. It's not a dog.
Okay.
It's a year and a half old bearded dragon lizard.
Oh, and he understands commands and words?
He understands dinner time, breakfast. He understands I'm home, I'll see you later, or whatever. You know, you talk to him like a person, and he pays very good attention. When I leave for work in the morning, I say goodbye to him, and he lifts his little foot up and waves at me through the glass.
Are you sure you're not hallucinating, sir?
Oh, hell no.
Did you do LSD at any point in your life?
With your come over.
I've had him about a year and a half, and he was about 4 months old when I got him.
No, I really do think a lot of animals can really understand a lot more than we give them credit for.
Yeah, I would guess so.
I mean, I had one do my taxes for a while. That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
We're talking about words that your dogs understand.
So my cousin has a dog that he understands and gets really mad if you call him a loser, especially if you put the shape of an L on your forehead with your fingers.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, how did that come about?
Because I do that to Sluggo all the time.
He said the way it started is that he had a friend that was over and they were trash talking. His friend called him a loser, and then his dog lost it on his friend.
Oh.
And then since then, when people call just say the word loser, he just starts losing it.
So he hates Beck.
Yeah, basically.
Not surprised that dogs can basically understand more words than myself. That's a little annoying.
And say them better, actually.
Yes, that's true. They say them in the right order, and they can make it make sense. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
22 relationship red flags that made people realize they weren't dating the one. A lot of times you want to ignore the red flag.
Sure. Oh, sure. Certainly. Well, usually sex is that reason. The only real reason you ignore it.
If the sex is good enough, you can ignore anything.
Yeah, we can ignore a whole marching band full of them sometimes.
This is a list from BuzzFeed.
Okay.
If you notice someone checking me out, he would immediately point out my flaws.
Yeah, that's okay.
Like a pimple on my face or my weight.
So if someone's like across the room going, hey, baby.
Yes.
He's like, oh, yeah, she's got a zit right here. Look, come on.
That doesn't seem like a red flag as much as just you should run.
Or a jackass. Yeah, exactly.
They insisted on reading all my college assignments to check if they were good enough.
Yeah, that's annoying. That's very annoying. Who are you? I mean, all of them, all the different classes, you're an expert in everything, huh?
Neat. Right after sex for the first time, he said, well, that felt different than my ex.
Oh, man. Wow.
What is wrong with people?
Yep, that would be a red flag.
So we're going to be taking your calls at 818-955-KLOS with red flags that you noticed on a first date.
You know,
or
it is
maybe
always,
even before a first date.
Yeah, but and maybe you still went through anyway.
I had been texting this guy for a couple of weeks. We hadn't even met in person yet. One day he invited me over, but he said I couldn't wear any makeup in his house.
Whoa.
He said he hated makeup and that he'd make me take it off before I came in if I showed up wearing it.
I can't imagine people that lay down a law like that. Can you imagine? You're so amazing. It's so incredible that I get to be with you that I would listen to that kind of crap. Are you kidding me?
Needless to say, I did not text him back after that. Good.
I think so, who's the poor person that went like, okay, I'll take off my makeup. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, that's very sad.
She did the right thing by not texting him back.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Another red flag. He called his sister thick.
Uh-oh. Well, I got a problem there. Yeah?
And?
Oh, yeah.
Picked out her underwear for her.
Can you imagine? Hey, yeah, you know what? I'll pick out your sister's underwear. Let me do this. Oh, I got it.
My now ex-boyfriend once broke into my house to use the restroom.
Wow.
He mentioned... this is so weird.
Oh, no.
People are really weird.
Yeah.
he mentioned that whenever he pooped, he had to take a bath or else he didn't feel clean.
Oh, so he pooped after took breaking into her place, pooped.
Took a bath.
And then, oh, my God.
And then sat on a couch and waited for her to come home.
Well, that's hot, man. That is some foreplay.
Right.
Wow. Damn.
On my first date, this guy randomly asked me if I was on any medications. That's a little personal.
Well, maybe it's a doctor. I mean, maybe that one's the only one I can... Uh-oh. You
doctor.
Have a finger up, yeah.
Because depression medication really changes a person's personality, and he didn't believe in it.
I doesn't believe in it.
You were texting with Tom Cruise?
It exists, my friend. It exists.
After our second date, he called me to ask how long we would have been together before we got engaged.
Wow.
Second date.
Wow.
Why are people like this?
So just.
Your red flags that you have had in your life.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. He said that getting a tattoo honoring my late husband was a mistake and I'd regret it later. He was deeply jealous of him the whole time.
Oh, man.
People are like this.
Yeah.
I met a guy on a dating app and he asked if he could call me after a few days of messaging. I gave him my number and he proceeded to call me 72 times that week.
Oh, man. I'll tell you my red flag. I remember when I was really young. I was probably, what's the station? I don't know, 20,
eight.
Something like that. Yeah, eight.
Oh.
Something like that. Yeah. And went over to her house and we were talking, sitting on the couch. And it was a nice time. And all of a sudden she answers the phone. And she starts just talking the filthiest stuff you've heard. I mean, it was very cool to hear.
Sure.
But then she hung up all of a sudden. She worked a sex line. This is early. These are early.
Wow.
Way early.
Wow.
And I thought to myself.
She thought you were a customer?
Well, I usually do. No, actually, she, yeah. No, we actually were getting along. But then, well, turns out she's calling the house, screaming at my roommate. She just went way deep in. So I kind of learned, you know, you get a little red flag. Pay attention to those things.
On the second date, he said, I'm glad you're so intelligent because I can't deal with us having stupid kids.
Maybe it's a really bad joke. Maybe he's trying to be funny. Sad.
I hope he wasn't trying to be funny because that's
failed.
Not funny.
Swinging a major myth.
So red flags. That's what we're looking for. Relationship red flags at 818-955-KLOS.
By the way, you invited your friend Brad to the Foo Fighters show just a little while ago. Brad Williams, who was here. I think that's nice. I think that's very nice. Have a good show.
You already told me you didn't want to
I know, exactly.
Don't you dare.
I'm trying to give you some grief.
Don't you dare try and do that. All right, we're talking about relationship
lazy.
Red flags. Yep. You have one?
Yeah. So I had a girl that came over to meet my mom and my sister for the first time and proceeded to do a beer bong out of a pool noodle in front of everybody at 9:30 in the morning.
Out of a pool noodle.
Do you have that phone number? I could give her a call. That sounds right up my alley.
Oh, man. Now, she ghosted me after that, surprisingly. I don't know why.
What a surprise.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, is this Kevo and Slugface?
It is Kevo and Slugface, yes. We're looking for relationship red flags. Would you have one?
Yeah, when they got their in your mouth.
Yay! There he is.
It took him an hour and 13 minutes this time, though. Not acceptable. KLOS, hello.
I was going out with this one girl. She was, we were about a month in. We finally get to doing the nasty. I go into the restroom. I come back in, and I see her. She's upside down with her legs up in the air up against the wall.
Yeah.
And so I kind of, you know, I'm asking her, what are you doing?
Take care of business. You didn't get it done. She got to help herself out, I would guess.
I guess. I asked her, and she replies, well, I heard it sticks better, and it works better if you use gravity.
She was trying to get pregnant.
Oh, I see.
She was trying to get pregnant?
Oh, I thought she was.
That's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a red flag.
Yeah, it's a bit of a red flag.
A red flag.
You haven't discussed it for sure.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. A relationship red flags.
Today is the day that marks the 30th anniversary of the Metallica Black Album release.
That is amazing.
And we're giving you a copy of the newly remastered version available everywhere September 10th, just after 5.
Cool. They're going to make you have to jump through a couple hoops, though.
Correct.
I think, because this
like
is pretty cool. Yeah, exactly.
Right now, we're talking about relationship red flags. You have one?
I went out with my buddy's girlfriend's sister. I thought she was okay. First date we go out, we're there at somewhere to eat, and she starts to ask me about how many credit cards do I got.
Good.
Because people with a lot of credit cards, quote unquote, are more secure in their in life. And yeah, she's a little gold digger.
Did you tell her one?
Yeah.
Zero?
No, I didn't tell her. I just kind of stared at her, and she kind of got the hint, and well, that was uncomfortable that. After that.
I think I would have said, I got my Mervin's charge card. It's pretty nice. Mervin's. Go get some underwear.
What a good callback to Mervin's. KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Relationship red flags is what we're talking about.
Okay. Oh, my God. You want to hear something crazy? It's going to creep you out.
All right.
I was dating this guy years ago, and, you know, we were getting along really good. Every time I would go to his house, I would hear him talk to himself, and I would ask him, why are you talking to yourself? He goes, oh, I'm thinking out loud. So I'm like, all right, so whatever, you know, let it go. We went to a fair, and I, you know how they have these people that they're fortune tellers and all that?
Right.
So I asked the fortune teller, you know, about a relationship, and she said, you know what, you need to let him go. He's a dark person. He's got a dark soul. So I broke it off just out of the blue. I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years later, he ended up dating somebody else, and in the middle of the night, he stabbed the guy.
Wow. Damn, so she was on it.
Dead on. And I'm like, whoa. I don't believe in other stuff, but that made me think twice.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they've certainly seen a lot of different characters. I would think they probably can spot someone who's a little off to the...
The stabbing thing is a pretty big red flag.
Yeah, it's a fairly large... You never hooked up again, huh? 818-955-KLOS. Relationship red flag.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about relationship red flags. You have one?
I was dating this girl in Sacramento. And we drove to downtown Sacramento, and we parked about maybe a block away from the restaurant, because that's what you do in downtown Sac.
Right.
And all the way to the restaurant, she complained about how far away we parked.
Ugh.
And then later on during dinner, she told me that her dream was to get married and become really, really fat and lay around.
Well, that's attractive. That's neat. That's awesome.
She told you this on a first date?
It might have been the second date, but this is like almost 20 years ago, but
super early though.
It didn't stay very long.
Yeah. Huh. Well, at least she's honest. I mean, you know, maybe some people wouldn't care.
I guess.
It's true. It's true. At that time, she was incredibly gorgeous.
Yeah, but she's like, this is a lot of work to be this hot.
I don't like being hot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get fat.
As soon as I get the ring.
Yeah. Just giving you a heads up.
Well, I think that's kind of cool of her, actually.
That is nice.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. How are you?
We are great. Thank you. We're talking relationship.
Red flag.
I'm going to try that again. Relationship red flags.
Do you have to spit?
So I'm out on a second date with a gal, and she asked me how I feel about showering together every day and using the same toothbrush.
Well, the first part's great. The second part, not so much.
Same toothbrush?
Nope.
I said not so much, and she proceeded to lecture me for a half hour on intimacy. So I got up. I found our server. I paid for dinner, and I got out of there.
Hell yeah.
You left her there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to be lectured, I think it's nice that you paid. You're going to get lectured. Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
You can see why I've not had many relationships.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Same toothbrush.
This is kind of a happy ending.
Good.
I love a happy ending.
So I go on a date with this skinny chick with a nice rear end, dude. Oh, just beautiful. We go to the Carl's Jr.
Sure.
Oh, big date. You know how to treat a woman.
Yeah.
we cruise into the parking lot, but then she busts out a mirror out of her purse and does meth.
Oh, wow. And doesn't offer you any. Unbelievable.
Did she not share?
Oh, heck no, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that was it for me. But
yeah, sure.
We went inside.
Wow, pretty judgmental.
Jesse doesn't approve, and neither does Heinemann.
The other guy.
Yeah, the other guy.
Got throw a pizza on the house.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Uh-huh. Well, bro, we went inside, ordered a Famous Star each and a water. And the chick behind the counter just was like, noticed I was upset. And then the girl behind the counter gave me her phone number on a Carl's Jr. bag. And I've been married to her for the last 22 years.
You've been married for how long?
22 years.
Wow.
That is amazing. Look, meth brings people together.
Right? No, the meth didn't.
No, that's right. No, that's what I'm saying, because hey, he went walked away from her.
Correct.
And yeah.
Congrats. Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Congrats. That's cool.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Thank you very much, you guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time to talk about Florida, man.
Yay! It's my favorite subject, Florida.
This guy is more Florida than most Floridians.
That is really saying something.
Yes.
Wow.
The guy leaves a bar early morning, Saturday morning.
Okay.
Drunk.
Okay.
Can't find his car.
Sure. Probably a good thing.
Probably a good thing.
Right, yeah.
So what does that tell you? Oh, you should call a cab.
Definitely.
Florida man's answer was to steal another car. And here's my favorite part, in good faith, meaning he fully meant to return it.
Sure, thoughtful of him.
He just went to look for his car by stealing another car.
All right, so he's going to drive around in a stolen car, yes, looking, and then, of course, when he finds his car, he's going to return the car to the place?
He's going
to
return the car.
I see.
Because he stole it in good faith.
Well, you know, that is a drunk mind idea, you know? It's like, you know, no one's going to mind, and I'll bring it back, and I'll be fine!
It'll be fine, I'll be fine.
Yeah!
Sheriff's deputy said the theft was a, quote, good faith effort to seek a missing car.
You know, he had to have been laughing when he said that.
I don't think that's a thing.
No.
It's not a thing, right?
That last judge, not going to let you off,
there's
most likely.
No good faith effort.
That sounds good to me. Case dismissed.
It really sounds like you were doing the right thing. This is where the good faith ends, though. The man told deputies that while he was looking for his car in the stolen car,
right,
the stolen car got stopped on train tracks.
Of course it did. Because Florida.
The good faith stolen car
is now stalled on a Florida railroad track.
Yes. And a Florida train is bearing down. So drunk guy gets out of the car and runs.
Well, smart enough to do that.
Train sober demolishes enough. Car.
Wow, the noise.
And throws it, speaking of the noise, it was like 3 a.m., threw it into a house.
Oh, gosh.
A car landed on a house from above.
Can you imagine that? You wake up to that sound.
No. No, I can't.
Was he able to return the car back to where he had borrowed it from, though, after that?
No, it turns out that it was stuck on the house.
Oh, no.
And it had been hit by a train.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well,
so back on foot, after the car flies into a house.
Hopefully he's sobering up a little
at
this point.
Florida man then attempts to steal a forklift from a nearby food stand.
Get it down?
You know, it's funny. I didn't even think that.
It's probably to get the car. Oh, get the car down.
It doesn't say that.
What else are you going to do with a forklift?
Well, I was guessing he stole it just to keep looking for his car. I didn't even think about
that. No, I think he's going to get the stolen car down.
So that he could return it?
Sure. It's in good faith, man. He said it was all in good faith.
Wow. So then the forklift only took him so far, and he saw a deputy's car. Who was responding to the call.
To the sound of a car landing
on
the roof.
And he ran out into the middle of the road and said, whoa.
No, he's flagging down the cops himself.
Yes, to let them know that he was still looking for his car.
He needs to be the president of Florida. Really, he's like telling them, I'm looking for my car.
Yes, still looking for my car. You know that?
Because he's going to get in it and drive home.
You know that? Right. At the end of it, had he found his car, would have been the worst case scenario.
Oh, my God.
So the man said that he was still looking for his car rather than lend a hand for the search. Deputies arrested him.
What? Why?
The man is 38 years old, faces charges of grand theft and criminal mischief, and additional charges are expected.
You know, we've talked about you woke up in the morning and then people had to tell you what you did.
Yes.
Imagine that laundry list, because there ain't no way he's remembering any of that.
I guess not.
You probably remember a piece of it, like walking out of the bar.
But a train hitting a car right near you is devastating.
And then
the sound and the ground shaking.
Yes.
Everything else. And then it flies into a house.
And the lights go on, dogs are barking, people are coming out.
Right. Oh,
and you're just stumbling down the street looking for a forklift to get it off the roof. Holy cow.
This man is my hero.
Yes.
And I agree with you. He should be the president of Florida. Beautiful. You know, on most stations, the program director roots for the people that are on the air.
Well, it is rock radio, so I guess that's a little different
here.
In
this particular case, this was Keith, our boss's idea.
He wants to see us fail miserably. In
Kevin and Sluggo, cold read, Shakespeare Theater.
Neither one of us can cold read.
And neither one of us know Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, not really.
So I don't even know what this scene is from.
You, my dear, are Katrina. And I will
be Katrina.
Petruchio.
Kevina.
And if I'm not mistaken, Kevinina.
Yeah, Katrina.
If I'm not mistaken, like the hurricane?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So if I'm not mistaken, this is from Romeo and Juliet, but I don't know. Okay. I really don't know for sure. Okay, go ahead, Katrina.
So I start.
Whoever you are. Yes.
Moved in good time. Let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were unmovable.
Why? What's unmovable?
Why do you have such a short line? A joined de stool.
A what?
A joined de stool.
You know, we were supposed to also say what we were reading. Describe what the hell we were saying. I have no
idea.
Oh, you mean
as we go? I was hoping we would do that at the end.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't like joined stool.
Thou hast hit it. Come. Sit on me. That's what it says right here. It really does.
Asses are made to bear.
Wow.
And so are you.
I didn't know Shakespeare was so naughty. Women are made to bear. And so are you.
No such jade as you. If me, you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light. Supposed to interrupt me there, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're listening to Cold Read Shakespeare Theater.
Where am I?
Oh, too light for such a swan as you to catch?
Swain, I think. I don't know.
Shut the... And yet, as heavy as my weight should be.
Should be. Should buzz.
What?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Well, Tayan, and like a buzzard.
Oh, slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?
Our music ran out.
I know.
Thank you. Aye, for a turtle, as he takes a buzzard.
I really have absolutely no clue that was. What the hell?
Thank you, everybody.
I remember being confused by Shakespeare, but damn.
I don't know what that is.
You know, that was basically a soap opera back in the day, Shakespeare. All his stuff was
He had brothers sleeping with sisters
400 and some
killing.
Years ago. Yeah. It was basically just theater for the masses.
What do you think he's doing in his grave right now? More active than...
Tis but a buzzard. He can stick it for all I care.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. On the way, we have our 1 second of nonstop rock. Worth $3,000 before five. Also, President Obama... talks UFOs coming up in a second. First, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Sluggo, but it's horny time.
What? It is? Sweet.
Horny time.
Dude, it's always horny time. Horny time.
This is a female who wrote this article about it being horny time. It's an actual thing. She says, do me a favor and think about how you feel right now. Sun's out, guns out. You got your favorite.
You say that again.
Sun's out, guns out.
She wrote that?
Yep.
I love her.
You got your favorite loose cottons on. When you look around you, does something, perhaps someone, catch your eye? Are you feeling yourself on a more acute level than you're usually feeling yourself?
Excuse me?
Is there a constant tingle in your nether regions?
Yes. Always, 24/7.
Was your friend, who wasn't hot, all of a sudden very hot and appealing to you?
Is this written to 14-year-old?
Guess what, friends? It's horny time.
Doo-doo.
That's what she said. She refers to the period of time between early spring and late spring where everyone everywhere wants to F a lot.
See,
that's what she says.
In the 1800s, they said it nicely, when a young man's fancy turns to romance.
Yes. Well, apparently there's a very short amount of time that it actually happens.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you got to get it on quick.
The horny time is serious,
dude.
She says. You've emerged from winter. You were wearing a lot of clothes, and now you're wearing fewer clothes.
Especially here in L.A. It was a cold winter.
You are absorbing the vitamin D. Yes, you are.
Is that what that's called?
The horny time is short-lived and a fleeting phenomenon, she says.
Yeah, I think I lost mine when I was in my teens, yeah. So, you mean every
year?
She
says everyone is.
Every year.
For a brief few weeks, everyone is. Uh-huh. So that should include you. Clean and not sweaty and fresh-faced. We get haircuts and manicures.
Do we?
We take cool showers.
Do we? Have you ever taken a cold shower? Has that ever worked for you at all?
I have when I'm incredibly hot.
You've tried? Not incredibly hot.
No, when I'm overheated.
But not when you're incredibly hot. That's ridiculous.
We've spring cleaned our apartments. We're eager to connect again to other members of human species.
No, we're not. She's not talking to me, I guess.
She is.
All. Yeah, is she?
She's saying, here are some things to do when it's horny time. Talk to lots of people. Don't be shy.
Yeah, well, no problem.
Wear loose clothing.
No, I won't make anyone sick.
Bring protection wherever you go.
Always don't. Never do.
I wear three. Just take one off. Nice. And it's light as hell. Bring protection wherever you go. Sunscreen and water bottles are your friends.
What? How does that make you get some?
Be open to new experiences. The Always. Horny time demands it. The horny time demands it.
She took me to be in a really deep voice. The horny time demands it.
So apparently it's horny time. Who knew?
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
I'm happy about that.
I was not aware.
No. Happy horny time.
Right.
Is this a Hallmark card for that?
I hope so.
Couple from Jimmy on a 2 for Tuesday.
Fair warning, man. Fair warning. You know what I mean?
You're quite the thespian. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Have you ever found anything expensive?
No. I saw this on the list today you want to mention, and I thought, accessing, no. How about you?
We're going to, no, $20 bill, probably.
Yeah. I found some cash every once in a while.
In Palm Beach, Florida, over the weekend, a beachgoer discovered a package, opened it up, and it was 65 pounds of cocaine.
Wow.
65 pounds. Well,
someone on a yacht is very unhappy. Some party went south quick.
Right.
Hey, where's that coke?
So the people from the beach went to the U.S. Border Patrol and gave them the cocaine.
Oh, man.
Worth. Later estimated.
Wait, let me guess. 65 okay. pounds? God, mm-hmm. I really have no idea. This is going to be so $150,000. No, it's going to be a lot more than that.
$1.5 million.
Right. Jeez.
Just washed up on the beach.
Wow.
Hey, what's that? It looks like a package.
Yeah, I mean, how did they know it was coke? I mean, they go over and take the little, you know, television finger in it, and then
I don't think they even looked. I think they just saw all the packages.
Oh, right.
And they sort of they're in Miami, for God's
sake.
One of those
packages had to have gone in someone's trousers to go home, right? One.
I mean, it's very possible.
If it's free, if it's on the beach,
because the cops don't know how many were there.
Yeah, totally.
So you're saying,
would you take one?
Well, no, because I don't do cocaine, but yeah, I would have sold it. I wouldn't sell
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I don't think I would walk away from it. I think I would take one.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, you're a bad person.
I know. This is not news.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Yeah.
Give it back? Give it to the authorities?
Keep a little bit of it?
Keep a little for yourself like Sluggo would do?
I guess. Turns out.
At 818-955-KLOS, call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Palm Beach, Florida, and a beachgoer discovered over $1.5 million worth of cocaine.
Woo!
Washed up on the shoreline. And I didn't see this before, but the first response to this tweet is another tweet saying somewhere Don Jr. is crying.
That's a fact. That's a
very
fact.
Funny. All right. So you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Sluggo.
Yes.
This is Kevin.
Yes.
Hello.
So the question was, have you ever found anything valuable?
Yes.
Yeah. And what'd you do with it?
This is Santa Anita Racetrack, mm-hmm. and I found one of those paper vouchers left in a machine, and it was worth a considerable amount of money, let's just say.
How much? Thousands. Yeah, how much?
$3,200.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice.
As a naive dumbass,
yeah.
I pumped it out of that machine, took it to another machine to thinking that I could transfer the ticket to a different ticket, and I made a couple of wagers. And then I cashed that ticket. And then the next time I went back, I put it in the machine, and they said, see a teller.
Oh.
And the gentleman says, we know that ticket you got wasn't yours.
Oh.
And I had...
Put your hands behind your head.
Yeah.
By the short ones. I had to go...
So you could have cashed it right away, then. Is that what you're saying at first?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Right.
Welcome
on.
For calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What are you, mad?
Yes. Rangy. Crazy. Why? What do you mean?
No, I just can't believe what's going on there. I mean, really, what are you, mad? I mean, insane?
Which part?
Because
keeping a part of it? I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm out of here.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. I love that guy.
That was very odd.
He's my favorite caller
of
the day.
Are you, what? Are you mad?
What's wrong with you? KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was in a, got in the back of a taxi once, and I kicked something with my foot. It was a wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And it had $1,000 in it.
Wow. What'd you do with it?
I looked up the person's address through their driver's license, and I returned it to them.
Very nice. Yay.
Look at that.
That's good.
You
good
wouldn't have done that, sluggo.
No, cash I would.
Oh, no, there
if
was only $800
on beach,
in here.
I'm taking it. Yeah, well, that's true. Probably wouldn't be quite $1,000 anymore. But. Right on. Thanks for calling,
thanks,
man.
You.
Hey, did he give you a reward, by the way?
No. But I didn't care, man. As long as I got his money back,
no,
you know,
no.
It wasn't too far from my house.
Yeah, that's cool.
You hear
cool.
that, sluggo?
See here, you. I had gone and bought some Coke with it. Hey, KLOS.
So I went to a house party.
Yes.
And this was a rich kid. And he was getting jacked by everybody at the house. And then the cops came. And somebody handed me a box. And I just ran out with it and left. His dad was like a sheriff or something.
Oh, great.
And they handed me his 45 special edition.
Oh.
And I didn't know what to do with it.
That's,
right?
Yeah, sure.
I got a sheriff's gun. I wasn't robbing the kid.
Wow.
Yeah. And I left and I said, hey, what's in this box? And we opened it up.
Gun.
And it was this, like, gun, and it had the sheriff's name on it, stamped, and
Holy cow.
I ended up driving, and I was in Redlands, drive by Highland, found some guys on the street, and I said, hey, if you give me $50, because I can't return it.
Yes.
How do you return that?
Well, I mean, somebody handed it. I don't know.
Mm. No, wow.
Well, I mean, interesting.
You sold it to a random rando for $50?
For $50. Get it out of my hands, I don't know what else to do with it.
Sluggo is very proud of you.
What would you guys do? Did I do wrong?
Well, I would have found some way to probably mail it back, I suppose.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
I don't think I would have sold it for $50 to someone on the street.
I mean,
though.
You could have gotten more.
Good. Yeah.
We're disappointed in your business decision.
Wolfie! That is Don't Back Down. That's a new one from Mammoth 95.5 KLOS.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, mm-hmm. man. Well done, sir. So, still taking calls about you found some stuff laying on the
Something
ground.
Something valuable.
What did you do with it? Hello?
Hey!
What are you calling about?
Hey! What's that?
What's that? Is that a thing still?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm going to miss you on lithium and all that, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I miss doing it. It was fun.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
You just calling
to
say.
Find you again. It's great.
Welcome back.
I want to say I found about, I think it was about $8,500 in
Whoa.
A money clip roll thing.
Wow.
And, I remember picking it up. I was about 12, and I thought I made my biggest day.
Yeah,
and my dad seen me do it, and he goes, nope, we're turning it in.
Damn it.
Taught me my lesson.
Oh, those responsible parents.
But did anybody ever clum and claim it? Clum and claim it? Or did you
claimed it right away. They were waiting. Security called him over. The guy goes, what a nice young man. Gives me a $5.
Oh,
I'm sorry, hold up. A $5 bill.
I looked at him, I said, come really, guys? I am but I know. You could have given me $100 on that one.
Yeah. Dang.
I like that you shamed him.
Yeah.
Moolah.
Are you waiting for a word? You waiting for me to say a word? Should it be Kimmel? Should it be Life Alert? Should it be pathetic? The word you're waiting for right now is Rams. You want to text the word Rams to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 we're going to hand out today. 68683, the word Rams. And standard data messaging rates apply. You've got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Okay.
If you win today's $2,000 from this here cow,
Moolah.
Maybe you could buy it from Kevin or I, whichever us wins the auction. I think it already happened, didn't it? 68683, that is the number to text the word Rams to right this second. Rams. to 68683. It's your shot at that $2,000 for today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win in about 20 minutes after the hour, every hour until 10 o'clock tonight on KLOA.
You guys.
It is time to visit with our favorite cow. The Money Bags cow.
Moolah.
That cow wants to give you some money, and all you got to do to possibly win $2,000 today is text the word Heidi, as in Frank's friend, H-E-I-D-I, H-E-I-D-I, to 68683 right now. Heidi to 68683 for your shot at that $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win at about 20 minutes after the hour, every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck for that.
Moolah.
You can get $2,000, and the way to do it right this second, get yourself into the drawing here in Los Angeles, and only Los Angeles is playing along with this game, is to text the letter 2 and the number K. Turn that around. The number 2 and the letter K to 68683. That's 2K to 68683 right this second for your shot at that $2,000 for today. Standard data messaging rates apply. And we got shots to win at about 20 minutes after the hour, every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck! Help! The Beatles song Help was recorded on this day in 1965 at Abbey Road Studios. Nobody had ever been able to completely sell every single seat at the Montreal Forum until this day in rock in 1970, when the band that sold out the Montreal Forum for the very first time ever was Led Zeppelin. Brown Sugar! It was on this day in rock in 1971 when the Stones released that single from their Sticky Fingers album. That was their first album on their own label, which is when the Lips logo was first introduced.